You are listening to WSIU, and this is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University, as a system, is hosting its first ever Technology and Innovation Expo. It's coming up this week in Chicago at the 1871 facility that's in downtown Chicago. One of the people that's helping with that is Terry Clark, who's Dean of the College of Business here at SIUC. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
So people can learn more about not just Southern Illinois University, but in some of the, as it says, innovation and the technology that goes on in and around a university system. How did this all come about?
I got a call from the president's office, President Dorsey, indicating he would like to put together a system-wide event, where we could cooperate. And so he earmarked me and Tim Schoeniger, the dean of the College of Business at Edwardsville, got us on a conference call and asked, could we put together some sort of event around the Technology Innovation Expo on October the 10th?
Sure, and that's coming up later this week. There are a lot of people who are curious about what business looks like with technology on a trajectory that's almost straight up when it comes to technological advances.
Right.
How do you prepare students for an industry or for a career like that?
Well, we prepare them with basic tools, and we teach them to be nimble, to be adaptable, and to be lifelong learners.
One of the things that I know you're working specifically on for this event focuses around what a lot of people are trying to get their head around, and that is the legalization of recreational marijuana.
Right.
It becomes legal in the state of Illinois in January. There are lots of communities across the state that are taking votes right now on whether or not they'll allow the sale. And I know that a lot of businesses, a lot of industries are trying to figure out just how they'll regulate that. And that's something that you're working on as well?
Right. My part of the event up in Chicago at the 1871 building with me and Tim Schoeniger, the dean up there, is we are going to host a panel discussion. I'm going to open it. Dean Schoeniger is going to close it. And we have some panel experts who are going to discuss it. We have Dina Rollman, who's Senior Vice President of Government and Regulatory Affairs at Green Thumb Industries. So she's in the industry. We have Buck Hale, who's a professor and chair in the Department of Physiology and Biochemistry and Molecular Biology, so he understands the science end of things. We have Aldwin Antarola, who's an associate professor of plant biology. They'll be the expert panelists to have a wide-ranging discussion about what legalization means on as many fronts as they care to touch, and of course we'll have Q&A from the audience.
In addition to there being some tax revenue that's involved with this, I know that the governor and other advocates for this have said that there's a booming potential industry here. How is that starting to take off, or have you been able to gauge that at all?
Yeah. Interestingly, there are three sort of segments of this industry. One is medical only, which is slated to grow between 2018 and 2023 by 53%. It's going to be a $7.7 billion industry by 2023. Added on top of that, recreational marijuana. So there are many more states that have medical marijuana, and there are two levels of that, restricted and full-blown medical. On top of that, there are a handful of states, 11 states, and D.C., that have recreational marijuana. That's slated to grow by 72% between 2018 and 2023. That's going to be a $19.5 billion industry. And add the two together, that's the third segment, is to include them all. You're going to see a growth rate of 67% over that period of a few years it's going to be about a $28 billion industry. It's a significant industry. Incidentally, if you look at a map of the U.S., you'll see that the states in which recreational marijuana is legalized, fully legalized, cluster on the West Coast and on the East Coast, and isolated like an island in the middle are two states, Illinois and Michigan. And if you zoom in just on Illinois, it's very interesting. To the east of us, we have Indiana, Kentucky, and Tennessee, which have restricted medical. To the north of us, we have Wisconsin, which has restricted medical, no recreational. To the northwest, we have Iowa, restricted medical, and to the immediate west, Missouri and Arkansas, which have full-blown medical, but none of the surrounding states have recreational marijuana. And by the way, together, those surrounding states that do not have recreational account, there are 36.1 million people living in those states.
Does this grow, in your mind, a tourism industry in the state of Illinois?
Well, tourism, it's interesting. Listen to these figures. So we have potentially 11.4 million customers for recreational marijuana, broken into three groups. First of all, Illinois users, the average use rate in Illinois is 8.06% of people in the state, residents, use marijuana regularly. That translates to about 750,000 people. Illinois, its natural tourism rate is about 114 million visits a year. These are just normal business and vacation visitors. Applying the national usage rate of marijuana of 7.6% to that 114 million normal tourists, that's about an $8.6 million people. And add to that another segment, these are pot tourists, they're called out west. These are users in surrounding states. They're not normal tourists. They wouldn't normally be part of the 114 million, but we expect about 2 million people from the surrounding states that I just mentioned to come in. And we got that figure by multiplying the state population by the state usage rate in each case. So that gives us a total potential market of 11.4 million people. $560 million estimated tax revenue for the state, $1.6 billion overall boost to the state economy estimated, around 2,600 new businesses, around 24,000 new jobs. This is on the other side, $18.4 million law enforcement, courts, incarceration cost reduction, and credit agencies, you know, Illinois is we're just above junk bond status. Credit agencies looking at this have applied the term credit positive. That doesn't mean we're going to get an immediate change, a favorable change in our credit rating. It means they see it as we're headed in the right direction. And if we get boosted up one credit rating position, the implications in the state are incredible. Tremendous.
When it comes to some of the business leaders that I have heard from or talked to, have expressed some concern in the fact that marijuana is still illegal on the federal level.
Right.
Or that they worry about, on university campuses, for example, federal funding and things like that. Are those insurmountable challenges, or are there ways that those can be worked around?
No, they're not insurmountable. They're issues that other states have wrestled with, Oregon, Washington, and out east, Maine, Vermont, D.C., Colorado, in different ways. They are different legislative environments, if you like. The issue at the federal level means, for example, last year I met a person in Denver who is in the industry, by the way they call it, the industry. It's like in LA, the industry is the movie industry. In Nashville, it's the music industry. In those states, it's the marijuana industry. But they had $12 million in cash that was legal that they couldn't deposit in a bank. So they end up paying all of their help in cash, their vendors in cash. Most of them have ATM machines in-house that they own that they can cycle so they don't take credit cards for their product. People come in, have to use their ATM to get cash, and then using that translates to a bank deposit. But nevertheless, most of the retailers out west have safes that you wouldn't believe to protect their legal cash that they can spend in any way they want, except they can't deposit it in a bank.
Interesting.
Isn't that strange. So they do money laundering, but legal money laundering. They find creative ways of turning these cash piles into legal bank deposits that's more flexible for them.
Certainly.
By the way, you might be interested. The tax levies on the marijuana, there are four different categories. Flower products are going to be taxed at 10%, infused products at 20%, high THC products at 25%, and gross sales at 7%. So that gives us a tax revenue pool of roughly $559 million, and there are going to be five uses for that. 35% of it is going to be put into the general fund, 10% into budget stabilization addressing the debt, 25% for community grants of various kinds, 20% for mental health issues to address perhaps the downside of marijuana use. We have a downside for other substances that are regulated, like alcohol, and the last 10% goes for law enforcement.
You mentioned law enforcement, and I know that, for example, the Illinois Sheriff's Association is against the legalization of,
sure.
of recreational marijuana. How are the businesses, how are those in favor of this working with law enforcement to make sure that this rolls out with as little friction as possible?
Right. Well, it's being rolled out democratically, for one thing. Communities are voting one at a time on whether they want it or not. Secondly, a big chunk of the tax revenue that comes off of that is being put into law enforcement as well. I understand why law enforcement might be skeptical of it. There are certainly downside issues socially and in terms of mental health that we're seeing from out west. I think the governor thinks on balance this is something we can work with. It's going to be highly regulated. This legalization January 1st doesn't mean that everyone can grow it or everyone can sell it. It's highly regulated. And, you know, we're going to learn, no doubt, as we go. We're learning already from the experiences of other states out west and out east, Michigan. And we will no doubt learn and be able to teach them something after it's all rolled out.
Absolutely. More of this discussion is going on October 10th in Chicago. It's the inaugural Technology and Innovation Expo at Southern Illinois University. And again, as it's going on at the 1871 facility in Chicago at the Merchandise Mart. You can get more information at siu.edu. There's also a specific website. It's tie.siu.edu. You're listening to In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.